Just before I turned 11, I started my periods. So that meant a few cancellations as well. But the good side to them is that, like Mum, when I'm on, I feel so fucking randy and horny, I feel like I could be fucked senseless all night with a telegraph pole. So now, I'm nearly 13, hornier than ever, but with a body that can almost guarantee that I can get any cock I want. I found this one evening whilst walking in the local park, my favorite place for meeting guys. Usually I go straight to the toilets and wait there for some action, but on this particular evening, I walked past them and carried on down to the pond. Once there, I sat down and lit up a ciggy to see if anyone walked past or went into the toilets, them being only a short distance from where I was sitting and in full view. As usual, when I went out for an evening, I was wearing a full set of sexy undies underneath my cotton top and wrap-over skirt. A full set, but with no panties. My skirt finished halfway down my thigh, and my top was thin enough to plainly show my large nipples through the material, and even more so when they became hard and erect. Halfway through my ciggy, a guy walked up and sat down on the same bench, giving me a little smile as he did so. I smiled back at him, and drew on my ciggy before slowly spreading my knees, so as the wrap-over front part of my skirt accidentally slid open slightly, and partly exposed one of my stocking tops. "It's nice down here, isn't it?" the guy said.
"Mm-hmm. I come down here quite a lot," I smiled back at him.
"You meeting someone?" he asked.
"No, nobody in particular," I replied. "Just seeing who's about and what's going on. What about you? You waiting for someone?"
"Yeah, my mate, actually. We're going out for a drink," he replied. I could feel my nipples stiffening and getting larger. I laid back with my arms stretched along the backrest of the bench, blatantly showing them off to the guy.
"Yeah, it's nice to be out on an evening like this," I added.
"Sure is," he replied, turning to face me and seeing my erected nipples poking against the material of my top. "On an evening like this, you see all sorts of things down here sometimes, you know. I once saw two guys screwing a girl in those rhododendron bushes behind us."
"Getting screwed by two guys, eh? Lucky girl," I grinned right at him.
"Oh, would you fancy that then?" he grinned. "Being screwed by two guys."
"I bet it'd be nice," I replied suggestively.
"I've done it before with two guys, I mean?" he asked, his bulge slowly developing in his jeans as he sat back with his knees apart.
"I haven't, actually," I lied. "I think they call it spit roasting, don't they?"
"With a guy at each end? I think they do, yes," he replied.
And then tentatively,
Would you like to try it with me and my mate when he comes?"
"I might do," I smiled. "But in the meantime, why don't you do something about that bulge in your jeans?" He looked up and down the path several times, then slowly unzipped his fly before pulling out a beautifully stiffening cock.
"Ooh,
nice cock," I cooed, reaching over to him and wrapping my fingers around the thickening shaft. "How would you like to let it sink into this?"
I swiveled around to face him and lifted one foot onto the bench, my skirt falling completely open and totally exposing my hairy gash to him.
"Christ, yes, please," he sputtered. "Well, it's yours if you want it," I smiled. "Yours and your mates to take in turn."
He shuffled right up to me, and as my fist slid slowly up and down his rigid shaft, he slid two fingers into my gash and slowly finger-fucked me.
"How long is your mate gonna be?"
I asked him. "I think I can see him now," he said, turning to look over his shoulder. "Yes, it's him all right, the guy with the coat over his shoulder."
"Oh, I see him," I smiled. "Shall we stay as we are and let him see us like this, or shall we suggest that he joins us behind the rhododendron bushes?"
"Stay as we are," he grinned. "Then he'll know exactly what he's in for."
"Okay," I replied sexily as he approached. What's he called?
Gary. And I'm Frank, he replied.
Hi, Frank. I'm Melinda,
I told him.
As his friend drew near, I could see his face change to a look of puzzlement, and then to a broad grin as he came right up to us. Hi, Gary. Frank's been keeping me company. Well, he's been waiting for you, I smiled. Would you like to keep me company as well?
Christ, yes, I would, Frank gasped.
He said we can go behind the rhododendron bushes, I asked Frank.
Yeah, we can't be seen there, he replied.
I let go of his cock and stood up with Gary leading the way. Once behind the bushes, I saw there was a fair-sized grassy area that was just right for fucking on. So I laid down and drew up my knees with the guys lying on each side of me. Gary's hand went straight between my legs. Maria unzipped his jeans with one hand and rubbed my hairy gash and my erect clitty with the other, whereas Frank busied himself by pushing my top up to undo the catch of my front-fastening bra, the two lacy cups quickly snapping apart to lie limply at my sides as my firm 34B tits and erect nipples were completely exposed to his gaze. Frank moaned softly as he lightly brushed my erect nipples with his fingers. Just how old are you, Linda?
Let's just say I'm old enough to enjoy a good fucking, but not old enough for you guys to want to get caught with, I replied.
Upon hearing this, Gary swiftly got between my thighs and slowly eased his erect cock all the way into my drooling cunt. I responded by drawing up my knees and wrapping my legs around his hips.
A beautifully tight cunt, Linda. Nice and wet, too.
Gary breathed as he slid his thick shaft in and out of it, making it squelch obscenely. I bet you're in your early teens, and no more.
I'm nearly 13, actually, and I was fucked for the very first time on my 10th birthday, I told him. Since then, I've had as much cock as I could possibly get.
Well, you're going to get two more this evening,
he told me as he sped up, fucked into me really deeply. I've never had a cunt as young as yours before.
Me either,
Frank said as he knelt up and fed his rigid cock into my mouth.
So how about us both giving Linda a good spit-roasting, Gary? Good idea, he said, pulling out of me and kneeling up.
On your hands and knees, Linda.
We're gonna fuck you at both ends and then swap rounds so we'll both have fucked you when we finished.
Two loads of cum in my cunt and two loads for me to swallow. And my birthday's not for another 2 months yet.
I grinned as I took off my top and unhooked my skirt to kneel totally naked between them.
We'll both fuck you again then if you want us to,
Gary said as he fed his knob end into my mouth and Frank slid back inside my drooling cunt.
Won't we, Frank?
Christ, yes, he breathed. We sure will. They both started fucking either end of me as I knelt there on all fours, Frank's balls slapping against my hairy cunt lips and Gary slapping my chin.
Christ, what a cunt you have, Linda,
Frank gasped, and I'm about to fill it up with my thick and creamy spunk. I moaned loudly, pushing my hips back at him and bobbing my head back and forth on Gary's rigid cock. A moment later, Frank gasped that he was coming and gripped my hips tightly as he spurted his cum deep inside my drooling cunt. Gary being so turned on at the thought of his mate spurting into a 12-year-old's cunt that he too spurted his heavy load of cum into me straight down my throat. I swallowed every drop of his cum, and I felt that delicious wet feeling spreading through my guts, brought on by Frank's load of cum spurting deep inside me.
Well, you've just been spit-roasted, Linda,
Frank gasped as he laid on my back, his cock soaked in my cum-filled cunt,
and in a minute, you'll be roasted again.
I was too busy sucking the last drops of Gary's cum from his cock to answer him. They finally both pulled out, and I remained where I was, feeling like a total slut that had been used by two guys for their pleasure, and about to be used by them again. "Hey, come around here and look at this cunt, Gary," Frank told his mate. "Look at my cum oozing out of a 12-year-old's cunt." "Shit, I've got to fuck that beauty," Gary gasped as he knelt beside his mate. They both closely inspected my gaping cunt as the viscous cum oozed from it. "Christ, I'm getting hard again already. Frank, look." I turned my head to see Gary's steaming cock jutting out proudly from his thighs and obscenely jerking upwards until it reached full hardness. "Go on, boy. Give her a real good fucking while I toss myself off into her mouth," Frank urged him. "Fuck her like she was a real bitch in heat." Hearing them talk about me like that really started to turn me on. And as Gary slammed his rigid cock into my cunt, a load of Frank's cum being forced from me to run up my gash and drip off my aching clitty, I felt the first stirrings of an orgasm building up inside me. Frank, meanwhile, was kneeling at my head and lewdly pointing his erect cock and purple knob end at my open lips, his fist rapidly sliding back and forth along his shaft as he tossed himself off, with the sole intention of shooting his second load of cum into my mouth for me to drink. As I pictured how I must look right now, naked and on my hands and knees, with two perfect strangers about to spurt their cum into me, my orgasm built rapidly inside me. Gary's thighs were slapping noisily against my own as he rammed his rigid cock into my suctioning cunt. No lovemaking here. Just pure lust and crude animal fucking. "Ugh, fuck me, Gary. Go on and fuck me and fill my cunt with your thick and creamy cum," I urged him, with Frank's knob end brushing against my open lips and my impending orgasm threatening to burst at any second. "Spurt your thick cum inside my bitch cunt while I'm swallowing Frank's sticky cum for him. Spurt your hot cum into your bitch." I'd learned from the past that talking dirty made guys come quicker, and this time was no exception. Within about 10 seconds, Gary gasped that he was getting very near to coming, and that Frank should try to come at the same time he did. Sure enough, just as my orgasm blasted through my naked body, I was treated to both of them spurting their cum, both into my mouth and into my cunt at the same time. A perfect spit roasting if there ever was one. I gobbled hard on the surprisingly heavy load of Frank's thick, creamy cum as he spurted it into my mouth, and pushed back hard on Gary's throbbing, pulsating cock, making his spurting knobhead butt up hard against my convulsing cervix. Because I was still mid-orgasm as they finished and pulled out, I don't remember too clearly what happened next. But I do remember them quickly getting dressed and thanking me for a brilliant fuck before they left me, and I remained kneeling with my ass in the air, my head on the grass, and my whole body still gently convulsing and shaking as my orgasm continued to ripple through me. So knowing that I was safe from prying eyes, I remained as I was on my widespread knees and kept my eyes close as they and my cheek pressed against the cool grass. Everything seemed to be as if in slow motion dream as I felt a dribble of cum gently trickling down my thigh, my belly gurgling loud with the cum it now contained. I was at peace with the world, very well fucked and very well satisfied, with a cunt full of cum and without a care. It was then that I thought I felt something lightly brush the back of my thigh. I moaned softly, because I was still in a post-orgasmic stupor and intoxicated by the amount of lust I still felt coursing through my body. I softly said to whoever it was there, "If you want to fuck me, slide right in and fill me with your cum." At first, nothing happened, and I thought I must imagine something brushing against my thigh. Then I felt a tongue licking on the cum that was escaping my oozing cunt. "Oh, nice," I moaned. "Here, have some more." I tightened my cunt muscles hard and forced out a load of more cum. Then I felt it running down my thighs and seeping into the grass. A moment later, I felt pressure on my back and something stab against my cunt lips. The orgasmic cloud started to clear, but not fast enough for me to realize what was actually happening or do anything about the dog that was now ramming its cock into my cum-filled cunt and gripping me tightly around my waist. I shook my head to clear it. The dog slammed its rapidly inflating cock into my cunt and danced about between my legs, his spurting tip now nudging my cervix. Perhaps I could have pulled away if I really wanted to. Perhaps I could have rolled to one side and fought the dog off of me. Perhaps. But I didn't. Instead, even through the post-orgasmic mist that still clouded my judgment, I reached back between my thighs and held his knot inside me until it was far too big and swollen for him to pull out of me. And as I let go, my hand dropped to the ground to steady myself. Another massive orgasm exploded inside me, and from then on, I was his to do with whatever he wanted. I was his. His completely. Wave after crushing wave of lust rolled over and through me as I felt a dog finally fucking and gloriously nodding with me for the first time in my life. The irony was that he was actually raping me, and I was genuinely being used as a bitch. My head was swimming madly as I felt him thrusting into me, forcing a vicious cocktail of his cum and the cum already inside me to be forced past the tight seal of his expanding knot, and then to slither and slide down my inner thighs. As his knot continued to swell, even through the swirling mist of my mind, I could feel that my cunt was being stretched to the point of severe pain, and it was then I remembered that Mum telling me that I should get him inside me even deeper if I could. Only then could my cunt walls expand enough to stretch and enough to accommodate his knot's massive bulk. So I dropped to my elbows, and he mercifully rammed his massive cock and knot into me another inch or so, and the severe discomfort immediately lessening. My ass was now up in the air, and the dog was almost seeming to be trying to climb up my thighs in an effort to get inside me as deeply as he could possibly manage. This altered the angle of where he stabbed his cock, and I suddenly felt it pushing into my cervix, dilating it with every thrust until about 2 inches slipped inside it. With the discomfort gone and me now feeling the considerable thickness of his throbbing and jerking spurting cock and massive size of his engorged, firmly wedged knot, I felt another orgasm rapidly building inside my belly. It was as I realized that I could actually feel him spurting his cum through the neck of my cervix and into my womb that my orgasm crashed through my body, and I became totally unaware of anything else. I finally came to sometime later to find I was still on my hands and knees with my ass in the air, but the dog had slipped off my back and we were now ass to ass. His knot was still wedged deep inside me, and I could feel that he was spurting jets of cum into my womb, which must have been full and overflowing, back into my cunt by now. Judging the amount of cum that was flowing down my thighs, it had to be. I was now having a never-ending series of mini-orgasms, and was totally unable to do anything about my predicament, so I decided to stay kneeling there and enjoy every cum-soaked, cock-impaling, cunt-stretching, knot-squeezing second of it. A little later, I noticed the dog was shuffling about and pulling harder on the massive knot in my cunt. From what Mom had told me, I knew he was near to pulling out of me, and I forced myself more upright so I could hold onto his hind legs and stop him pulling out too soon. For the next 5 minutes or so, he struggled a few times, but I kept hold of him until I could actually feel his knot shrinking. Finally satisfied that his knot would not damage me or be too painful when he pulled out, I let go of his legs and waited for nature to take its course. It did, a minute later. With a loud suctioning sound, he suddenly pulled free, me receiving a short stab of stomach cramp and pain as his cock pulled out of my cervix and his knot pulled past my wildly dilated cunt muscles. A flood of cum drained from my gaping cunt and splashed onto the floor, the dog simply walking to one side to lick his cock until it disappeared into its furry sheath. I stayed as I was on my hands and knees, cum still draining from me, my head clearing rapidly as I realized my first ever doggy fuck was finally over. My first, but certainly not my last. With me still on my hands and knees, and my head hanging down, I felt him licking my drooling cunt and turned to see him for the first time. It was a lot easier and much more comfortable when I fell on my side, so I propped myself up with one knee bent, so as he could continue to lick me out. "So, you're the horny bastard that just raped me and fucked me senseless, are you?" I smiled at him. I reached forward and played with his dangling furry sheath. "Well, you can fuck me anytime you want from now on." I realized to my horror he was getting hard and quickly added, "But not just now." I seriously toyed with the idea of letting him fuck me again, as I felt his cock thickening and growing longer, so some was now showing from his sheath. But I reckoned my cunt simply couldn't take another battering like he'd just given it. And I graciously declined another fucking. It was handy to know that he was ready for another fuck so soon after the last one, though. A fact I made use of many times later in the future, when I met up with lots of other dogs, and the one I now have of my own. The next incident I want to relate is how fucking with dogs has come to play such a huge part of my sex life. And now, find me at 16, just 2 years ago. It started with me meeting a guy in a local pub, and him buying me and my mum loads of drinks after we'd been flashing our cunts at him. He then asked if we'd go round to the back alley for a quick fuck with him, and mum said she'd go, but after me. So me and the guy disappeared around the back, with him promising mum she'd have her turn with him when we came back inside. He was built like a donkey, and he really filled me up, not only with the massive amount of cum he produced, but also with his large cock. After he'd finished fucking me against the wall, I squatted down and scooped up his cum out of my cunt to swallow it as he watched. He called me a horny slut, and told me it was the most sexiest thing he'd ever seen a girl do. "Oh, I've done far sexier things than this. So has my mum," I told him as I licked a large load of his cum off the pale palm of my hand. "And not all of them with guys."
"So you like fucking around with other women as well," he grinned. "I'd like to see that."
"Me and my mum do fuck each other, actually, but that's not what I meant," I replied with a grin. "And you'd certainly like to see me and my mum doing this particular thing."
"Well, if it isn't with guys or other women, what is it then?" he asked me.
"Wouldn't you like to know?" I grinned wickedly.
"If it doesn't involve somebody else, you must both do it on your own," he mused.
"We don't do it alone." "Then it doesn't involve somebody else," I replied. He thought for a minute, and then a broad grin crossed his face.
"What would you say if I were to tell you I have my own business, and that my own business is boarding kennels?" he asked slowly.
This time the broad grin spread across my face. "I'd say I think it's time we went back inside, so's Mum can come out here with you," I replied slowly, "after I've had a word with her in the ladies' toilets."
"I think I'll wait out here for her," he grinned at me. "I can't very well go back in there like this, can I?"
I looked down to see he'd had another raging hard-on with his cock jutting lewdly right out of his pants, and there would be no way he could have hid it from anyone inside. "You wait right there. I'll have a quick word with Mum and she'll be right out," I told him, "especially when I tell her about this." I squeezed his rigid cock and then bent down and kissed his purple knob end before going back inside to tell Mum what had happened.
"And he's waiting for me outside?" Mum asked when I told her.
"Yeah, and when I grinned at him after he told me he owned his own boarding kennels, he got a hard on like you'd never believe," I replied in a hushed voice. "So, the thought of a woman being fucked by a dog must really turn him on as well."
"A never-ending supply of dogs to fuck us," she said thoughtfully. "I've got to have a word or two with this guy."
"Me too," I told her. "I'll come back out with you and wait until you've both finished." We went out to find him leaning against the wall, slowly wanking his rigid cock. Mum responded by squatting down in front of him and sucking his bulbous knob end into her mouth for a few moments. Then she stood up and pulled her blouse open to expose her firm 34-year-old tits to him. He slowly bent down and sucked hard on each nipple in turn, as she slid his foreskin back and forth over his thick, rigid shaft. Then he slid her skirt up, her nylon-clad thighs, and roughly rammed his rigid cock into her cunt, turning her round so she could lie back against the wall and spread her legs for him. He clawed at her ass cheeks and used them to pull himself into her as they necked and caressed each other, Mum now thrusting her hips forward to meet his savage thrusts into her. "Fuck me, you horny bastard," she hissed as she clawed at his ass. "Ram your fucking cock deep into my cunt and spurt your thick, creamy spunk deep inside me." They kissed and necked passionately with each other as he repeatedly thrust his thick cock into her, him speeding up and obviously getting near to his orgasm. Surely enough, a few moments later he hissed that he was very near to coming, Mum slamming her hips against him and driving his cock into her as deeply as possible. "Oh, yes, spurt your cum inside me and fill my cunt with it," she moaned. A moment later, he jerked his hips back and forth, spurting his load into her cunt as they kissed and moaned against each other's mouths. "Fucking hell," he gasped a few seconds later against her exposed right tit. "That was a fantastic fuck. Like mother, like daughter." "Thank you," Mum whispered. "What can you expect with a cock like that?" They kissed once more and then slowly pulled apart, me instantly squatting down in front of him and sucking his cum-smeared cock into my mouth. "What the?" he gasped. "I've trained her well," Mum smiled. "No guy leaves me and goes back to his wife with a cum-smeared cock." "As it happens, I'm not married," he smiled, "but it's very nice anyway." "Wait till you see what she does next," Mum told him. And I slowly pulled off his shrinking cock and kissed his knob end before turning to Mum. She laid back and spread her knees wide apart before removing her finger from her hairy gash, and then I scuttled between her splayed knees and clamped my mouth over her cum-filled cunt, noisily sucking the guy's cum out of her drooling cunt for her. "Fucking hell, the horny bitch," he gasped. "Talking of which, she tells me you are a man to see about a dog." She smiled at him. "Some special dogs?" With that, I stood up and wiped some of his cum from my lips before kissing Mum on hers, she remarking that she could taste the cum I just sucked out of her. "Yeah, I do sometimes have dogs, and that might be of a special interest to someone," he smiled, "but none right at this moment."
"Oh, that's a shame," Mum replied. "If I were to give you my phone number, could you let us know when you did have some in? We'd be very grateful, and we wouldn't hesitate to show you our appreciation."
"I think I could do that for you," he smiled, "but I'd have to be there to, supervise things."
"We wouldn't have it any other way," Mum smiled.
With that, she gave him our phone number, and he said he'd be in touch with us as soon as he had anything to tell us, before he went back inside and we walked home. It was 2 months later when Mum's mobile phone rang one early evening. She answered it. After chatting for a while, she switched it off. "That was the guy with the dogs," she beamed at me. "He says he has a dog in for a week that might suit us, and would we like to go see it for ourselves?"
"Oh, I'd forgotten all about him," I replied. "When do you want to go see it?"
"Well, there's nothing on the television," she grinned. "Okay, let's go," I laughed. "Hey, give us 10 minutes to get changed and put some makeup on," she replied. "I've been out at work all day. And besides, we don't want him to know exactly where we live." And so I gave him my mobile number for that precise reason.
"I think Saturday's gonna be the best night,"
she said as we drove along. I don't want to be going into work the following day and feeling like I've been hit between the legs with a crowbar. You know how rough a dog can be with a girl. Christ, yes, I replied. I couldn't walk properly for nearly 3 days after that dog raped me in the park. Not that I'm complaining, mind you. She gave me a wry smile as she recalled me telling her all about my doggy escapade. And by the way I was walking, it looked like I'd been on a week's horse riding course. The kennels were only about 5 miles from us. We were soon driving down the lane and pulling up in front of the guy's house. We went up to the front door and he welcomed us inside, telling us that it was okay to come in and sit down because the kennel maids had gone home. How many maids do you have? Mum asked him as he offered us a drink. 3, he replied. They run the place and I just sign the checks and pay the bills. And do any of them, you know, she asked further. I don't think so. As far as I know, the only cock they'll get is from me, and their boyfriends are husbands, he replied with a grin. And what about you? Do you? You seem to accept that me and Linda let dogs fuck us with very little shock or surprise when we told you, she probed. Let's just say that it's been known for me to take an interest, he admitted coyly. I've also tried quite a few, other alternatives in the past. Oh, such as? Mum asked him. Or would you rather not divulge your wicked and sordid past to us? He gulped down a mouthful of his drink and then grinned at us. You buggers, he laughed. It's wicked to have a guy on like that. Well, if you don't ask, Mum grinned. Okay, well, you've asked me, and so I'm gonna tell you. He blurted. Like you two, I'm bi, and because I sometimes like to take the female part when having sex with a guy, I sometimes wear women's undies. Oh, is that all it is? Mum groaned. I thought it was something really gross.
Well, it's not something a guy advertises to his mates. I'd be teased mercilessly in front of my friends if they found out about it, he said.
Yeah, I can understand that. Well, we won't say anything to anyone, will we, Linda? No way, I smiled. And I think you'd be surprised just how many guys love to wear women's undies. We've come across loads of them in the past, haven't we, Mum? We have, Mum agreed. And have you ever worn, you know, when you...
I haven't, actually, he replied thoughtfully. But that's an interesting idea.
Well, if you think about it, it'd be the most obvious thing to do if you're taking a cock like a woman. Then why not dress like one? Or with another guy? Or with a dog?
Jesus Christ, you're getting me fucking horny, he grinned. Just imagining the picture of me doing it in my mind is turning me on.
Perhaps one evening, when we're down here for, you know, I suggested.
I might. And that's all I'm saying for now, he grinned. Now how about me showing you Sandy?
Okay, Mum smiled. Oh, and what's your name, by the way?
Sorry, it's Steve, he replied.
Fiona and Linda, Mum said. We followed him out of the room, down a corridor, and then outside to the kennels. There are about 8 dogs in the compounds, but all except Sandy were far too small for our particular purpose. He was a medium-sized mutt of doubtful parentage and seemed glad to see us with a wagging tail as Steve opened the door to the compound. Mum squatted down and rubbed Sandy's head to get to know him a bit before stroking his back for him.
Now, would you guys like to be alone while you, get to know him a bit better? Steve asked. I could go back inside if you want me to.
Steve? If everything goes okay, you're going to be seeing him fucking me and Linda before long. So why should you go inside? Mum asked him.
Oh, yeah, of course, he grinned.
Go on, Linda. You can do the honors, Mum told me. Just take your time and don't rush him. Go a bit further, nice and slowly. I squatted down beside him and stroked his back, talking to him all the time, while I moved my hand further and further down his hind leg with every stroke. Getting no growls and barred teeth from him, I stroked more underneath him and talked to him before reaching for his furry sheath. Still getting no protests, I lightly curled my fingers around his sheath and slowly started sliding my hand back and forth along its length. He seemed okay with that, so I tightened my grip so as his sheath was sliding back and forth over his cock, exposing an inch or two each time. He responded by lightly humping his haunches to and fro, so as even more of his now stiffening pink cock was exposed with every thrust. Seeing that he still seemed okay with what I was doing, I set about tossing him off properly. The full length of his cock sliding all the way out of his sheath and past the small knot. He now showed how much he liked what I was doing to him by taking a hold of my arm with his forepaws and feverishly humping his haunches back and forth as his rapidly thickening cock slid in and out of my clenched hand. It was now completely out of its sheath and already spitting pre-cum onto my legs as he air-fucked my hand, his knot now rapidly swelling in size as well. I kept hold of him as he pounded away, pre-cum splashing everywhere, his cock and knot swelled to a massive size and turned deep red and purple. "Christ, he'll do all right for me," Mum breathed, her eyes glazing over as she licked her lips. "What about you, Linda?"
"Me too," I grinned lewdly. "No problems."
"What about you, Steve? Do you think you could manage him as well?" Mum asked.
"Oh, yes," he hissed quietly as he stroked the rapidly growing bulge in the front of his jeans. "I could."
I let go of the dog's pulsating cock and we watched it dangling, jerking, spurting between his hind legs, me taking the opportunity to quickly unzip Steve's fly and pull out his stiffening cock before I slid his knob end into my mouth and sucked him.
"Mum," I said, pulling off his cock after a few seconds and beckoning for her to take over. "You want to take this? I'll have your sloppy seconds."
A broad grin crossed her face as she quickly hitched up her skirt and spread her legs and backed onto his rigid cock, sitting down on it with a sigh as he slid deep inside her. She then reached forward and clung to the wire netting. I squatted in front of her and clamped my mouth over her parted cunt lips. Steve, meanwhile, reached round under her top to play with her tits, his eyes riveted to the jerking dog cock.
"Wouldn't you just love to have that massive cock knotted deep inside your ass as you knelt on all fours in your sexy undies, Steve?"
I asked him as I sucked Mum's drooling slit in the base of his thrusting cock.
"Just imagining how it'd feel to kneel there with your suspenders taut, stretching your stocking tops with this cock throbbing and pulsating as it spurted cum deep inside your ass."
The thought was too much for him. He immediately gasped that he was coming. I knew he wasn't lying because the thick tube that runs underneath the length of a guy's cock and carries his cum throbbed and pulsated as he pumped his cum into Mom's cunt. The cum that I was going to be eating and swallowing a few seconds later. He emptied his balls into Mum's cunt and slowed to a stop as I sucked the base of his shrinking cock. His cum-smeared cock then slipped out of Mum's cunt only a few moments later, and she squatted down over my upturned face, squeezing his cum out of her steaming gash and straight into my mouth. Once she was completely clean of his cum, I kissed her hairy gash and stood up.
"I think I'll do just fine," Mum told him. "Can we come down Saturday evening?"
"Yeah, that'll be fine," he replied. 8 p.m.?
That should give you time to get dressed for us," Mum grinned. "We're both looking forward to seeing you as a woman, especially with him knotted inside you."
"If he's gonna fuck me, only one of you can also have a fuck off him," he said. "He'll only be good for two fucks at best, and I've no more due in."
"No problem," I smiled. "Whichever one of us doesn't get fucked by him, sucks the dog off afterwards while Steve shags them." "How about taking a video of us on Saturday?" Mum asked. "You'll be in your women's stuff and we can wear wigs so nobody will recognize us."
I'd love a film of me being fucked for the first time by a dog. And me in sexy stuff as well, Steve mused.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, leave it to us, Mum said. We have a camera and we can give you a copy.